It's Weekend with Wiser, and May is here. May 1st was World Laughter Day, and I got a giggle out of all of the beautiful weather we are having. It is definitely the best time of year. So let's just jump right into this weekend. It's Kentucky Derby weekend this Saturday and Cinco de Mayo on Monday, but there's so much going on. Let's jump into the music first. Here we go. There are the Riverfest. Festival spans the length of Tampa's Riverwalk and features events showcasing Tampa's cultural institutions. It includes a Taste of Riverwalk on Friday and the Taco Fest on Saturday. On Saturday, there's yoga, water ski show, and a paddle invasion. Definitely worth going for. It's going to be fun. Derby at the Pier 2025, the 13 Ugly Men Foundation will have casino games, a best dressed contest, and a live viewing of the 151st Kentucky Derby on a big screen to raise money for charity. Giddy up, ponies. There'll be mint juleps, craft bourbon, cocktails, and food trucks. That's 3 to 9 Saturday at the St. Pete Pier Spa Beach Park. Also going on to celebrate Kentucky Derby is a fashion show fundraiser with a Kentucky Derby theme. The Dear Hearts at Heels for Healing, HealsToHeal.org, Heels, H-E-E-L-S, to Heal, H-E-A-L.org. Media sponsors are partners St. Pete Life Magazine. It is a wonderful event at the James Museum. Get classy and do a good deed. Also, Intermezzo and Ford's Garage are doing parties. Wonderful tastings at Intermezzo. Hat contest, and all of that fun. Well, May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day celebration. Yes, the Tampa Theater will show the original trilogy of Star Wars films Sunday for May the 4th be with you. Star Wars A New Hope, etc., etc., etc. And, you know, if you love movies, don't miss Greenlight Cinema, indie films, and they're showing Babes, which is one of my favorite movies. Also going on is Dial M for Murder. That's at the West Coast Players through May 11th in Clearwater. And that's a lovely little dinner theater party house. They do great things. There's also Kids Day at the Chihuly. The Morian Arts Center invites families to experience creativity 9 to 11 on Saturday. And Step Into the Surreal, the Dolly also offers children's programs. Please check it out. The Florida Orchestra is going to have Cynthia Erivo on Friday. There are some tickets left. They're a little pricey, but it is definitely going to be the wickedest event of the season. Copeland Symphony No. 3, Friday, May 9th at the Strass, May 10th at Mahaffey, The French Revelation. I saw that. It was wonderful. May 1st at the Mahaffey. I love anything that has to do with anything Paris. So there you go. Now here's one that I can't wait to see. Simply the Best, the music of Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it, folks? Well, everything. If you love Proud Mary and more, please catch this incredible Raymond James Pops at the Florida Orchestra, May 16th, May 17th, and May 18th, Mahaffey, and then at the Ruth Eckert Hall. Some new shows coming from our good friends at RKE. Michael Franti and Spearhead with Nico Moon. Welcome to the Family Tour. July 16th at BayCare Sound. Here Come the Mummies. The 26th of July been added. Biltmore Capital Theater. Meatloaf, October 16th. Bat Out of Halloween. That's going to be at the Capital Theater. Also added November 15th, Ruth Eckert Hall, America. And then this is incredible. This is next year, but you know it's going to sell out. Jay Leno with special guest Arsenio Hall, February 27th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Noah Reed is May 8th at Bildheimer Capital Theater. Our House, the tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, is May 9th at the Bildheimer. And the Classic Albums Live is Elton John on May 15th. Just so much great music to hear. Let's move on to some other events that are going on. Fresh Ink Series returns American stages. Fresh Ink Series is back with two new venues, one at Web City Cellar on May 27th and the Dolly Museum at June 24th. And, you know, you get to see showcase works from local playwrights. And it's really incredible. There's going to be Courting by Dana, Leslie Goldstein's on April 29th. And then May 27th, Radiant Child by Jeff Norton. And then our friend Stephen Reardon, who's big Broadway energy, has launched his incredible theater company with Venus and Fur. tune in to Radio St. Pete to learn more about that. The Imagine Museum is hosting a Mother's Day event through the Glass Garden, celebrating Mothers, a special all-day, two-day event, May 10th through 11th at the Imagine Museum. There's art, creativity, and cherished moments. There'll be so many fun things to do. And speaking of Mother's Day, Mamapalooza, May 4th. Yes, the Museum of Motherhood is once again doing one of the best festivals, family-friendly. Girls Rock will be there, St. Pete, and they'll have a music lineup. Also coming up May 10th in Baycare Sound is Elderbrook. The Palladium will have a celebration of Sanaa. Carol, the jazz singer who passed recently March 14th unexpectedly. That's May 8th at 7:30. It'll be Brian Hughes and the crew and La Luca, John Lamb, Belinda Womack, Theo Valentine, so many tributes to our dear friend. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater will have Sasanta May 8th. Billy Idol and Joan Jett is May 10th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. And Breaking Benjamin is coming to Tampa. They will be there at the Mid-Florida Credit Union also in May 13th. So here's something really fun. Do you love Renaissance and fairies and dressing up? Well, Pinellas Park, England Brothers Park, is really becoming quite the place to go. So the St. Petersburg Renaissance Fair, open weekends through May 11th, 10 to 6 p.m. at England Brothers Park. It's an immersive event. It transports guests to a bustling 16th century village filled with knights, jesters, fair maidens. Really a lot of fun. There's more than a festival. It's really a living, breathing storybook. I can't wait to go. Also coming up at Capitol Theater, Night Ranger, June 6th. Incomptable, June 6th to 22nd. West Coast Players, and in Gulfport, The Legend of Georgia McBride, June 5th through 15th at Katherine Hickman Theater. Really one of the best kept secrets. I love the Katherine Hickman Theater. And in Pinellas Park, A Beautiful Loser, a tribute to Bob Seger, June 14th at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. Pinellas Park, downtown St. Pete, really becoming, expanding the cultural footprint in this incredible city. Also coming up in St. Pete is the St. Pete Opera, Bizet's Carmen, June 6th through the 15th, the Palladium. Let's see here. Nikki Glaser, June 12th to 13th at the Mahaffey Theater. And there's more. LA Guns, May 13th at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. These smaller venues really are getting some incredible shows, so it's worth trying out some new places, and that's always great. Also coming up this week, Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at Tina's Restaurant, Friday, May 2nd, 2 to 11. You know, Casa Tina is really one of the original places where Cinco de Mayo has been celebrated, and also Nueva Cantina downtown. Also coming up this weekend is the Tampa Bay Chalk Festival, May 3rd on the Deuces, and the City of Seminole Annual Taco Fest is May 3rd. But yet, there's more. Also Friday is First Friday, so many places, downtown St. Pete, also Seminole City Center. There'll be concerts there. Downtown Dunedin Market is always a fun thing to do on Fridays and Saturdays. Threshers versus the Marauders at the Baycare Ballpark this weekend, Friday, and Blue Jays versus the Tortugas also on Friday. And let's see. We Walk as One for Peace. This is going on Saturday on May 3rd in Gulfport's Food Forest, 23rd Avenue South and Beach Boulevard South. We'll join the global community in celebrating World Labyrinth Day with the theme We Walk as One for Peace. So this is going to be something very profound and definitely worth going to. Another great thing going on is the Captain's Party, the 78th Founders Day, Saturday, May 3rd in Rock Park. There'll be live music by the Street Spirit Band and the Zac Brown Band Experience, food trucks, bounce houses, and fireworks. And finally, May 3rd, the 2025 Lift Your Spirits Gala is going on. The event is a Kentucky Derby theme park that benefits Learning Independence for Tomorrow. And proceeds benefit the students of Lyft Academy and the Lyft University. And yes, the Rowdies will be playing the Birmingham Legion, 7:30 Saturday. Don't miss that. Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market, our very own Fiona Franchet will be singing there this Sunday. Pinellas Brewers Market is also this Sunday from noon to 4 at Peapod's Garage Craft Brewery. And Coachman Park is hosting a Cinco de Mayo Taco Fest. Finally, if you want some inspirational music, please join the Chorus Angelorum Spring Concert, 4 o'clock this Sunday, May 4th, at the St. Thomas Episcopal Church, 1200 Snell Isle. This incredible a cappella group performs madrigals, works by Benjamin Brooks. I can't wait to see Kinky Boots at the 8 o'clock theater. It's going to be running May 2 through 11th. It is going to be so fun. James Grinnell is directing the show for 8 o'clock theater. Kinky Boots is one of my favorite shows. Tim Dalton portrays Charlie Price, and Topher Warren is Lola. Topher Warren is a perfect person to play that. There are many incredible actors and actresses that are going to make this special. Clearwater Marine Aquarium is presenting Oceana Couture. This is a fashion performance. It will be presented May 10th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Clearwater. The public is invited to experience an unforgettable evening of fashion and purpose. There'll be marine-inspired couture by Lena Textera, acclaimed fashion designer and Clearwater Vice Mayor. Proceeds will benefit the Clearwater Aquarium. And also next weekend, Jackie Z is hosting a Passport to Paris on Mother's Day weekend fundraiser as well. Spitfire Comedy House debuts High Priority. This Spitfire Comedy House is at 1921 First Avenue, St. Pete. It features original sketches and energetic performances for some of the most talented comedians. Also comedians performing around town at Clearwater is Comedy Central. Craig Ferguson at Capitol Theater May 7th. Tom Papa May 17th. Ruth Eckert Hall and Howie Mandel on May 22nd. West Coast Players is going to stage Dial M for Murder, and that runs through May 11th. And Cheap Trick, congratulations to Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey for celebrating the 60th anniversary. Cheap Trick will be performing Saturday, May 3rd at 8 o'clock. Listen in to Bill DeYoung's Arts Alive today on Radio St. Pete to hear more about this. He interviews, Robin Zander, local Robin Zander, one of the original band members. California Man, Dream Police, Surrender, I Want You to Want Me, and the one hit, number one single hit, The Flame. So finally, the Palladium has a lot of things coming up. We also know that they're going to be doing a comedy series most of the summer. That is going to be a lot of fun. Liquid Stranger is coming to BayCare Sound at Coachman Park this weekend. And folks, I want you to make a note to go to Heritage Village. The Turner Bungalow exhibit is the grand opening. This has been a work in progress. This is going to be May 7th, 2025 at 2 o'clock. I just was at Heritage Village for the car show a week or so ago, and there is a lot going on there. Florida Botanical Gardens are in full bloom. This is the time to go. So folks, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Annette Wiser. We will see you around the neighborhood. Aloha.